Now, a memorial concert in Paris for victims of the Bataclan attack was held last night. However, a couple from Ireland who survived the massacre did not go. Katie Healy and David Nolan say it was too soon for them to go back. David, who is from Cork, was shot in the foot during the attack and is still undergoing treatment. He lay over his fiancée Katie to shield her from the gunfire. I spoke to David and Katie on Sunday night. I started by asking Katie how she was.
Okay. Kind of slowly getting back to normal, I think.
The story, of course, has moved on for those people who were not caught up in it, Katie, because the news cycle moves on, and yet the reality is for people like you, it'll be very difficult to move on.
Yeah, it really is. It's not... Myself and David were just speaking about it today, and every month on the 13th, it comes back to you new. It's almost like it's just happened. You're back in that moment when you're in the theatre and the gunman break in, and you just... It doesn't leave you. You don't move on as easy as you think you would from something. Like, you're never prepared to put yourself in the position where you have to kind of deal with the emotions you have after something like this, and it's not something a lot of people can really empathise with. Sometimes it's difficult.
So what does it do to you all these weeks later? What way does it leave you?
Confused, because directly after it, my focus was solely on David and his recovery and trying to look at the positives, that we were both alive and that David was going to make a recovery and how lucky we were. I was dealing with it very, very well, and so was David, because he was trying his best just to recover. But it's at times when you least expect it, like I was saying, you realise it's happened to you. It's not some elaborate story that you're telling somebody. It's really happened, and it almost doesn't feel real. It can't be real. Something like this just doesn't happen. And it's the moment of realisation that was us. It's terrifying. And it scares me stiff to think about it sometimes. But,
and how does it manifest itself in everyday life, Katie? Does it stop you sleeping? Does it make you feel guilty enjoying yourself? What is it that plays out in real life?
Some days you're fine, and then there's other days where there's just a noise that startles you, or sleeping is very difficult. It's like you'll be lying in bed, but you won't be asleep, and it's hard to rest yourself. But you have to try and stay positive and kind of tell yourself, look, we're alive, we made it. We saw people die, we watched people die, we couldn't help them, and that plays on my mind too, because it really was a move and you'll be shot situation, so we just didn't move, because I wanted to save myself naturally, but I wanted to save David too, because he had thrown himself on top of me. So if I moved to get me, they had to shoot through David. So you really just stayed still, and that's difficult sometimes to kind of accept that I didn't do anything or we couldn't do anything.
And that's what you're recounting in your mind, are you? Time and time again, that feeling of lying still.
Yeah, pretty much, like just the helplessness that you feel, and just what can you do? It's terrifying, and it's the most unlikely of times, like when you're feeling a bit confident in everyday life and you go into a shopping centre and, I don't know, you hear something maybe falls off a shelf, and that just strikes fear deep into you, and nobody around you knows why you're feeling so shaky, but just keep on pressing on with things.
The memorial concert in Paris on Tuesday, I know you're not going, but did you consider at any point going, or was it an instant, definitely not?
Originally, whenever David and I heard that the band were thinking of playing a concert again, we said, yeah, that's something that we'd love to go to, because it would be closure. It would be great closure to go there and to see this out and to kind of, in a way, try and make peace with it. And we were both up for it. But what happened was it just came too soon. Physically, for David, I mean, he couldn't possibly fly it over there. I mean, walking is just a no-go at the minute. Standing, queuing in an airport, sitting on a plane even, it just isn't physically possible.
Because David was shot through the foot.
He was, yeah. And that's another thing. He was shot through the foot, which it kind of almost sounds like, okay, he's shot in the foot. It's quite minor, but it has just impacted David's life. It's just, it's incredible. Like, he was unable to walk. He almost bled to death. It's just a serious injury. And people sometimes think that it's kind of not as bad as it is. The concert was something we really would look forward to going to, and we just can't. And for people who can go to the concert, I think it'll be fantastic for them. And for the band, I think it's really great that they are playing again. But I just feel that if they could have postponed it a few months more for people to make it, it would have meant everything to us and to others.
So it's too soon. You wish they had waited?
Yeah, kind of, because I can only speak for myself when I say mentally, I'm just not ready for it. I'd be afraid that they might play certain songs just because of what happened, and I don't know how I'd react to it. And it would have been great to go, and I think I had a bit of bravado for a while saying, oh, I'll absolutely go, I can't wait to go, but it just, I am afraid, but that's not their problem, that's mine, you know. And I don't think the band are doing anything wrong by playing. I just think it's just a tiny bit too soon for certain people who were injured that would have a bit of travelling to do. We just couldn't do it.
Are you getting psychological counselling for what happened to you?
We were assessed in hospital a couple of months ago, and I've personally gone to one session, but I think I'm not there yet. It wasn't processing with me at the time. I think I almost had like a script of, I was telling people what had happened, and I was very matter of fact about it. And I just think I need a little bit more time to process it and then maybe speak to a specialist. And I think David agrees with me. We both feel that we need to come to terms with this a bit better.
But you can feel that you need help of some description.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I thought I was doing a lot better than I am. It's the past few weeks I've kind of been feeling a little shaky, a little weepy, and, you know, it catches me unaware. But I definitely think that David and I, and most people who are at that concert, definitely.
I know David is with you. Maybe he would like to speak to us very, very briefly.
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
David, I know you don't want to talk too much, but are you okay?
Physically, I'm getting there, but it's been a long road, and there's quite a lot to go yet, you know, before I'll be back to normal walking at the very least, you know. And mentally, it's, you know, it's always there in your mind. You just don't kind of forget and kind of pass along. It's always there, and it's the simple things. Like, literally, we went for a meal the other day, and just sitting in a restaurant after 10, 15 minutes, you just feel a little uneasy being in a place. It's a funny feeling, kind of a nervousness that comes over you, you know? And it'll take a while, I think, to get past that.
I was saying to Katie that for those of us who, you know, be it we were listening to the story, we were reporting on the story, like I was on the night it happened, it is a story. We weren't there, and we move on with our lives. And I guess this is a reminder of how people like you don't. The aftermath is still there for people like you.
Absolutely. Like, I guess before something like this happened to me, I would have been the same mindset. I'd have heard about something like this, I would have been, you know, concerned. You'd be worried about people, you'd be interested, but as like anything, people just get on with their lives, and you just, the next thing comes up, the next news story. But you know, it doesn't kind of leave you when you're in that situation. It doesn't just kind of disappear after a couple of weeks and you kind of get back to normal, you know. So it's, again, we're not the only ones. I'm sure it's the same for anyone who was there. And it's a process, I guess, and time will heal it, but it's always there, you know. You don't forget.
What is it, David, that's always there?
It's the kind of sense that you're on edge. You feel nervous that, like, we went over there, you know, like, normal event, go to see a concert, listen to music on a Friday night. It's, people do it the world over. And it's a normal thing to do on a Friday night, and you just don't expect something like this would happen. And it's that kind of sense of maybe fear that it can happen anywhere to anybody. You know, you hear these stories, but it's happened to us, you know, and it's that kind of fear, I guess, and that nervousness that you have, that initially, I think, having the injury almost gave me a focus to think of getting that better, but mentally, I think it's beginning to get almost tougher as time goes by, because you're constantly just thinking of it, and it just kind of pops into your head randomly, and you just kind of, your mind goes back to that night and that moment when you're lying on the floor of a music venue and there's people dead and dying all around you, and there's just carnage. And it.
And what is your mind doing? Is your mind processing it? Is it reliving the images? Is it trying to understand what happened? Is it frightened? What is your mind actually doing?
It's, well, for me, there's images in my head of people that were laying around on the ground near us, and they were dying, and there was motionless people all around us, and the sound of the gunfire and the smell of the gunfire and just the fear in that room, your mind kind of almost zooms back to that moment, and you're telling yourself you were there, that was happening, but it almost feels surreal. You think, how could this happen? You hear about it, it happens, but it was actually us in that moment, and it's, your mind almost can't process it fully, you know. It just seemed, it's so chaotic, it was so crazy and so terrifying that your mind almost doesn't understand fully what happened, but you know what happened.
And does it mean you can't sleep?
It's, you kind of, you can and you can't. Sometimes you may lie in bed and it just goes through your mind, you recount and you think of these things, and you kind of sleep sometimes. It just, it's always in your mind. You feel restless, and like life isn't as it was before, you know, and you just feel, it's an on-edge feeling or kind of a fear, I guess, but you try and get on with life, but it's always there.
And does the reality that you're lucky to be alive help?
It does, absolutely. We always thought we're unbelievably lucky to have survived that night, and we feel so sad, and like the waste of life that night for all those people that died, and people that have been injured far worse than what I have had, or the injury I have had. I know we're very lucky to be alive. We're thankful for it every day, but you still just have a fear of like something like that could happen, and to anybody, and it happened that night and we were there, you know.
Have you tried going out and doing normal things, David? Like what when you laugh and you're having a good time, is it different now?
Normal isn't quite what it was, you know. Like, even I find sometimes maybe watching TV, you see something, you know, you see somebody being shot on a TV screen, and it flashes into your mind. So it's always kind of there, if you know what I mean. And you try and be normal. You try and, you know, be thankful and get on with your life as best you can, and be grateful for still for us to still be here. But it's a feeling that it's always there in your head.
What about the physical injury on your foot? Because, again, when people have died around you, to be shot in the foot doesn't sound that bad, relatively speaking. And obviously it's not, compared to people who died. But how painful was it, and what's the recovery like?
It was unbelievably painful. Essentially, my foot was blown. There was a hole blown in it because the impact of the bullet pulverized the bones. So it's not like a normal break, if you understand what I mean. And like, again, it's obviously those people with terrible injuries, far worse than that. But it was very painful. It continues to be painful, and it's a slow process. You try and hope that it'll be better every day, but you have to get physio, you know, you have to just be careful, you have to manage the pain and try and focus on getting that better, I guess, and then getting back to normality.
Do you think you'll ever be the same again?
Right now it feels like there's no way what happened could ever leave your mind, and in that sense, you couldn't be the same as you were before it. That you'd always have it in your mind, but you'd hope that as time goes by, you process it better and you'd be able to be normal. But again, that's, you never forget what happened, and you'll never forget that knife.
Tiva, we're thinking about you. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And to Katie, thank you. Well, that puts things in perspective, doesn't it?